Welcome to the Pneuma Church podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we all grow deep in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy this message.
All right, we have a panel this morning as we continue our walk across the room. Thank you, team. Let's thank the team around. Great stuff. I'm going to invite Belinda, and our panel is Judy this morning, Orlando and Annie, and we are going to talk everything. Come on, let's hear it for the panel. Everything, walk across the room.
Awesome. Grab a seat. Oh, are you the rose amongst the... the thorns amongst the roses. Sorry, Orlando, put you on the spot. We got a couple of questions that we're going to do. Last year, the panel was very, very popular, and people really loved it. Walking across the room is all about us going above and beyond just the everyday. And I think in one of my messages, I spoke about the fact that this is a training ground here, and we need to walk across the room, starting in the foyer. We don't even have to. When we get it right in the foyer, it'll be easier out there. And so these three people are three people that do that on a constant basis, not only in the house, but outside as well. And so Belinda's the one that was like, okay, right, these are our three panelists. I'm going, yeah, that's great. She goes, is that all right with you? I said, let me think about it. I don't know about... No, I didn't. So welcome to you guys. I know that you are prepared because we gave you the questions, and it's chatting time, and we want to hear your hearts today. We want to, at the end of the day, we want everybody here to hear it's easy to do this. Yes, okay. So I'm going to ask, can you introduce yourself? Let's start with Orlando. Orlando, I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you introduce yourself, seeing that you're the rose amongst the thorns? I mean, the other way around. Can you introduce yourself and how you became passionate about evangelism?
Okay, so I'm Orlando, and I became passionate when, I just started talking to people about God and actually seeing him actually experience the Holy Spirit. So a few ways that I like to do is just, pray for healing. So if anyone looks like they need healing in their body, I'll talk to them about that. And when they see the manifestations of, the healing come to pass, I love seeing their face in awe, just like, oh my gosh, I'm healed. And wow. It's a good introduction to really talk about God and how Jesus is still alive, still doing the stuff 2,000 years later. So it's awesome to see things like that.
Great. Yeah. And the rose on the other side.
Annie,
we need your mic to be close to your mouth. Yeah.
I'm not passionate about evangelism, but I'm passionate about people. I'm passionate about transformation. And that's an even greater passion of mine because 2023 was a year of personal devastation for me when I came to this church and you were all part of my healing journey. So my story more than ever now is come see Jesus who put me back together again and come to Pneuma, where you will experience God's presence, find out about Jesus, be loved and accepted, and be welcomed.
You can get a pay increase, all right? Fantastic. Judy?
I am passionate because I was brought up in a Christian home, but by the age of 13, I thought, it's just religious people doing religious things. Yeah. It's just no life or power in it at all. Yeah. But then I could see in the world they haven't actually got the answer, and I was literally at the point of suicide, and literally I'd just be thinking, okay, how am I going to do this? And then I met someone from a Pentecostal church, and they said, why don't you come and just see? It's a difference to what I've experienced in the past, he said, and people got prayed for and they got healed. And so I went there for 6 weeks, and I realised what these guys had on Sundays, whatever time of the week I met them, they still had this joy and life and friendship with God. And so I said, okay, what do I have to do to get what you've got? And they said, okay, get born again, and took me through it. And then my life radically changed from there. So that is one big aspect. I know what a big impact it's had on my life. Another one is hell is a real place, heaven and hell. It's a lake of fire, and anyone who hasn't given their life to Jesus and is not Lord of their life, they will go to that. And it's not God's will for any of them to go there. I guess they're two of the big ones.
It's awesome. Because evangelism, what I'm hearing here, is not just for certain people. It's not for the person who has the office of the evangelist or the title of evangelism. It's for everybody. That's what we're trying to get across by walking across the room. And it starts by walking across the room. You don't have to have a degree. I wrote down here, we don't need to have a gift of evangelism, but just realize it is the natural outworking of a living relationship with Jesus. And that's what I'm hearing from all three of you. Yeah. It's an outworking of a living relationship with Jesus. So, yeah, it's great. Belle.
Yeah, so obviously we know that we're all commanded to be God's witnesses and to go into all the world. You know, what community do you feel like God has placed you in? Each of us has a sphere of influence. What place is it that you feel like God has specifically placed you, even using like maybe your personality or gift set? How is God using that in the community that he's placed you in? Annie, you want to talk about that?
Well, I've been in the healthcare industry for more than 40 years. I work in a very specialised field where very few people work, lymphedema and wound care, six of those running my own business. And I work with people at some of their most vulnerable times. Some of the unlovely people, some of the very challenging people. I've been able to use my skills and my giftings to help people find freedom physically, but also have encounters with God. I've been very privileged to encourage believers in their final weeks before death, pray with people as they're dying, comfort the mourning, and even work with people who are on the fringe of society who have no friends, who are dirty, smelly, unlovely, and give them dignity.
That's awesome. And what do you find is the greatest way or the greatest, greatest way of reaching them? What is the thing that would sort of be, the key factor in being able to reach them?
Well, I think when life is not going good and people are well, they start asking the hard questions. When they're confronted with dying, they start to question what else is in life. And I have to be very sensitive to the opening and encourage them to look at God and the supernatural. And I always say to people, it's never over until you say it's over. It's just because a doctor says you're going to die within so many weeks does not mean you have to accept that. And I also encourage them that there is a God that heals.
That's good. And Annie, I know that you have your own business. You sort of maybe have more freedom to talk to people about God. Have you worked in because many people here would work in environments where it's difficult to talk about God. Like, how have you navigated? Obviously, you have more freedom now. Have you been in a situation where you've had less freedom?
I've worked in many, many organisations and facilities. And believe this, folks, when we're talking healthcare, we're talking holistic care. Spiritual need is a recognised need. So I have never been in trouble for sharing my faith or been reported. Or it's actually they realise that spirituality and the need of God is part of healing. And other people in healthcare may have different experiences, but I've never had that experience where I've ever been in trouble for that.
Yeah. Explain to us, how do you prepare? So you're going into your day. How do you prepare for opportunities like that?
Well, I think the aftermath of 2023 taught me how very essential it is that I am soaking in God's presence, that I am filling up with him, because my ministry comes out of a deep passion, out of love and acceptance, and I have to have that infilling in order to pour out, and I have to be able to hear when Holy Spirit wants to intercede in both my professional business, because there are times I go, God, what am I going to do in this situation? And God will give me an insight. With all the knowledge, I still need God's guidance in my professional work, but also with other people. And without that, I couldn't do what I do. And that was my mistake in 2020, coming up to 2023, because I was snacking and not soaking. So every day I have to go
That's
into God's presence.
Snacky, not snoking.
Yeah. I have to go into God's presence. I have to soak. I have to put on the full armour. And when I don't, I can get bossy. I can get impatient. I can lose my edge.
So good. Well done.
Yeah. Jude, what about you? Where do you feel like God has placed you, and what spheres has He led you into?
So I really believe, like I heard this when I was 18, a preacher said, if you're not, if you're bored or frustrated in life, it's a sure sign you're not doing all that God's called you to do. Wow. And I really believe that every day should be an adventure with God. And so there's two parts of my, I guess, that I ministry is one, just living life and just asking God, God, what are you saying? With most people I'm talked to, it's like, if I get a chance, I just, Lord, what are you saying? And is there anything you want me to just put in the conversation, any aspect of you want me to demonstrate or, yeah. And also the other thing I pay attention to is what is God moving me to do? And sometimes just through emotion, sometimes through other circumstances. So I can remember one time I had Joel in the car. We'd done all these errands, and then we're just passing this McDonald's, which was on a corner. And as we went through one side of it, one pass on the corner, I just had this sudden thing: I really want a coffee. And so I said to Joel, "We're going to stop to McDonald's. Do you want? You can have one thing." And so then I pulled up at the car park, and then I looked down. I thought, "Oh, I got a whole thermos of decaf coffee right there." I said, okay, I'm not going in, but I guess I have to let him go in because I promised. So I said, you go in. And then he went in and came out, and he said, oh, as I was paying, this lady came up to the counter and said, oh, I've just eaten a whole bottle of these tablets. She said it to the lady. And I said, what did the lady say? And, you know, and so I said, this is a divine appointment. This is it. You know, this is what we're waiting for. And he's like, no, Mum, no, you know. So and I no, this is it. It's a setup. So I went in and so they'd called the ambulance, and I knew from my nursing background, people can take a bottle of pills and they're fine for the first 25 minutes and then they go unconscious. And so I went and sat with her and just had a real divine appointment, and I shared, look, I said a few things, she said a few things, and I literally shared how I was at that point when I was 13. And that's when I asked God into my life. He made all the difference. Wow. And it was just a really good timed conversation just before the ambulance arrived and whizzed her off. And so I want to always be... So I guess there's those aspects of life that I'm always just on the lookout for. Interruptions that I'm not quite expecting. Just like 2 days ago, I went to just wee the dog outside our house, and then an old man came by and started talking, and then he said, "Oh, you're going for a walk?" And I was in bare feet, and I thought to myself, I wasn't, but I definitely are now. And we walked the circuit, and I thought, I'll just see where this goes, you know, see where the conversation goes. And then by about the last stretch, he's like, so what do your kids do? And, you know, and I said, oh, well, actually, I've got one doing Bible college. And, oh, why is that? And it was just from then on, it was just, wow. I knew it was the setup. So there's that aspect of my life. I've just got to be learning to listen to God. Also emotions. If I suddenly, like that was, I felt the coffee. Yeah. Which that was obviously God, rather than him just saying, just go do it. He knew that wouldn't have worked at that time. So I had to use the coffee. But sometimes if I'm talking to someone and then they're saying something, but I'm just feeling like crying, it's like, there's more going on here. I just need to, you know, just ask a question, and I'm learning on all levels. So there's that aspect of my life. And then earlier, I'll say August last year, I just felt like God was saying, it's time to get outside of yourself and your family and, you know, stretch out. And then someone came and asked me, because I used to do this 4 years ago, 4 years before COVID, I used to go out on the streets and go to brothels and strip clubs, take gifts to the girls and see if they want to pray for anything. We'd go as a team. And this is always the thing, as often as we went out, God always turned up and we had divine appointments and we'd always come away thinking, man, we nearly didn't go out tonight, but so glad we did. Yeah. And so Abby Solomon actually asked, could you just come on the team? You know, we're thinking of getting a team at Numa to go out to the streets of Richmond. And I said, yeah, I could do that. Because God had already been speaking, come on, get out of your little world. And then suddenly things changed and she's like, sorry, we've been called now to Germany. You know, can you lead the team? And so like, oh, okay. It's like, okay, I know God is in it because he'd already started talking. And so we've gone out since December once a month and God is turning up every single time. So 2 weeks ago, half the team couldn't go and there was just three girls who hadn't been, they've been once or twice and they're quite young. And I was like, Lord, do you reckon we should go? And he said, and he just put that verse in my heart, the Jonathan and where Jonathan said to his armour bearer, let's just cross over to the other side and perhaps God will work for us. So I felt like, yeah, let's just give this a go. Let's just give this a go. And then as we're going to it, I really felt like God said, because there's some brothels we haven't been to because they just look a little bit intimidating. Like there's one that's got cameras all around the whole block. Like there's just lots of things happening and I know that there's traffic people in there from previous experiences with that brand. So God was saying on the way, he said, look, tonight's not just off night. Tonight is time to take territory. You know, come on, every place you stand. Although we hadn't gone to that one previously, I thought tonight's the night. And God turned up. And then we just had an incredible time. So we ended up praying for two managers one manager, he's like, look, I've actually got a client in the other room and, you know, I really want you to pray for me, pray for peace. And we said, well, actually only Jesus can give you peace, you know, and he said, look, I'm not ready to ask Jesus into my life, but can you just pray for me anyway? And so we prayed with him and he was like, he said, I can feel that. You know, that's amazing. Wow. You know, have you got some literature I can read? And so we're going to go back. From another place, the manager asked us, she said, can you just pray with us? And I'm like, yep. So her and a worker, we prayed. And then she said, look, I used to do what you do. She said, when I was a teenager, we used to go out with our church and show God's love. Wow. And reach out to the community. And now I can't even get to church. I haven't been to church for years, you know, and yet you've come, you know, thanks. Yes. And you can have free massages anytime. Yeah. So not what we want. But anyway, there's the aspect of living the daily adventure. God, what are you saying?
So good.
And being open. I wasn't expecting to do this, but okay, I can see this is God opening up the door. And also, once you've prayed for something, being willing to do that. Like, so many stories.
I want to ask you a question, jumping here quickly. So, well done, that's full on. That is full on. Going to brothels, I mean, that's not everybody's cup of tea, yeah? Okay, so simplify that. Simplify, you said it, but just summarize for us. What would your advice be to, you know, plain Joe over there and Jack, me, that what would you say, how do we prepare or what do we have to do to be aware of what God's doing?
A Okay, so first, I noticed like each of my divine appointments have been after I've really hungering for it. It's like I know that one at the McDonald's, the 2 days before, at the end of the day, I thought, I've missed it. You know, like I saw situations and I actually just walked right on past, you know. Wow. And I just know, and I feel a sacred responsibility too. God knows when someone's going to die and you might be their last chance that, you know. And it's like, meanwhile, my biggest problem is my to-do list and, you know, just that. And so what I would encourage, first, hunger. God, use me. Second, pray in the spirit and live praying in the spirit and singing in the spirit. And you'll just pick up so much what actually is a different level of what's going on. And then open to surprises. You know, it's like, I can do that. I can just drop this and do that. And you'll be amazed. If you hunger for it, pray in the spirit, say, God, help me to hear. What are you saying? And just practice on things that don't matter. You know, like just when I go shopping for the food shop, God, which shop will I go to today? You know, Coles or this one? And then I'll just see, what I feel the most peace about. And, you know, then I go and find out that that had all the specials and the things I want. You know, God's wanting to train us in the little things that don't matter. And I'm continually... So 2 days ago, I went, or 3 days, I went to a new cafe, and this is not a success story, but I thought, you get the point. And so the guy served me at the cafe, and I was thinking, okay, what do I reckon his name is? And I was thinking, I reckon he's David, and he's got Christian parents, and, you know, and I started to get a few things. And then, so I told him what table number, and I said, so what's your name? I said, I'm Judy. I haven't been here before. And he said, I'm Daniel. Oh, okay.
Still in the Bible. Still in the Bible.
So, like, I'm just practicing my
and
word.
And both of them start with a D. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah.
It might be his middle name.
Yeah, it might be his middle name. Or even his surname, David.
So, but I just thought that's a safe place to practice. Practice, yeah. You know. No one's got, you know, derailed because I have missed it.
So good. So good.
And Orlando, how about you? Where do you feel like God's placed you and, you know, I guess the specific focus that God's given you?
When I first became a Christian, I was really blessed to have a mentor that just loved evangelizing and healing the sick. So I was lucky enough to... sort of be under him, really passionate, still firing it right now. He does markets. He's a gardener and he just goes praise for people all the time. And I hear stories and it just stirs you up, you know, hearing the stories. And, you know, so like I said, I was lucky enough to be under him for a long period of time and seeing that it's just really practical. It really is just practical. So being yourself... And just stepping out there. And I think it is easier when you're in a group of people as well, to see how it goes, get all the jitters out and things like that. So how it's sort of evolved, though, now is I'm blessed to have my own business. So I'm a mobile auto electrician. I travel to people's house. And I have a little bit of a structure. What these guys said before, just really sensitizing yourself to the Holy Spirit and really hearing what he's got for you for this day, for whatever people you meet. So so how it looks for me, I usually come to someone's house, introduce myself, we talk about what I'm going to do on his car, and then... I just start chit-chatting about random stuff like weather and what do you do for a living. And eventually I see that it sort of opens up the door deeper, going into a deeper conversation and where it leads to some sort of thing about God. Once the relationship starts building with people, it's easier for people to sort of unfold with what's going on in their world.
Are there certain types of questions, or how do you sort of lead? Like, you know, so often we can have very, you know, weather kind of conversations with people and walk away, and that's all we've had. How do you push it to that next level and have deeper conversations with people?
Yeah, good question. Yeah.
Do you sort of ask like kind of nudge questions, or are there certain things that you ask that sort of take it to that next level? Or?
Yeah. Look, I like talking about kids. If they've got kids. And especially parenting advice as well, you can really resonate. Just finding something that I can really resonate with them to understand, maybe giving some advice. And I feel like I've got a real gift of really encouraging people. So just little bits of encouragement, just, you know, doing that, yeah.
And how do you sort of turn it to spiritual?
Look, I'm really prompt for the Holy Spirit sort of to tell me certain things, but later when I finish the job, if I feel like, you know, just praying for them for something, I say, look, can I just pray for you for something? Do you have anything you want prayer for or anything? Or maybe they've identified something, you know, my mum's sick or something like that. I was like, let me pray for you, you know. Even if they're not too much like, oh, praying for me, no. Like, at least it's a nice gesture to do over someone, you know?
Yeah.
So something like that.
It's great. Awesome. Great. Good work.
Land, I'm going to start with you. What challenges have you faced? And this is a question for you all three. What challenges have you faced? Because we all face that challenge, yeah? And how do you overcome it?
Yeah, it's there's challenges of people, you know, obviously not wanting to receive it. I'll tell you a little story. I was doing a ministry thing at Dandenong Market, and they had a little Christian stall there, and the marketing manager people there had a rule of not using religious words. So we sort of had to be a bit of an undercover Christian organisation. So couldn't use Jesus, couldn't use Holy Spirit, God. So, you know, when people used to come to us and stressed about life's whatever, we used to just say, look, let's just release peace over you right now. And usually people are really open to that. So we get them to hold their hands out and like, close your eyes. We just release the spirit of peace over you right now, and then they experience God, and if they are really open to like, wow, this is awesome, and really hungry for understanding, you know, where to come from, you know, we just share, you know, secretly sort of open up to them, like if they're hungry, we're talking about it, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Annie, what kind of challenges have you faced, and how have you overcome those obstacles?
Well, I think the greatest challenges I've faced are myself. And God's been working on me for many years, putting me in situations with people in circumstances that are very confronting and uncomfortable for me, so that I can now, I can talk to just about anyone, from a politician to a sex worker. To someone who's really smelly and dirty and gross. So I think God's been working on me a lot, and also doing the work that God's shown me that needed to be done in my own heart to deal. And I think for me, 2023 was a time of intense healing. And from that, God brought a huge amount of wholeness and peace, from which I've now been able to share with other people. And also say, hey, miracles are real, because I've had miracles happen in the last year and a half. So and so that removes many barriers. I think when you can share of your own experience, and also because many of people have walked alongside me, my own clients, even though I tried to continue to work through that year of devastation, they can sense the difference and go, oh, something's happened. And that gives me a way of sharing.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Yeah. Great. Judy.
I am a mother of five and a grandma. And I guess the distractions and the busyness of life, that is my biggest thing. You can just get swallowed up in all that's happening, and then you've got your phone, you know, the temptation of, you know, scrolling the news, you know, and you can just waste precious time. And that's why, and things like, yeah. So one of my big challenges is just the busyness of life, the distractions. And so I'm going to lose my reward now. So what I do, I try and keep hungry, like physically, like eat less. So I feel hungry and it makes me hungry for God. So I'm not any good at fasting, actually. But I do...
I'll make a mental note of that.
But I do consciously do that when I feel like I am just... Because you can just be totally swamped up with all the interesting things of life and the busyness of life. And just... If, it just makes me more desperate for God. It's like, God, okay, there's all this. You have blessed me with so much. Last night I was at a gala dinner till midnight, you know, all dressed up. But God... this one thing that matters, and that's you walking with you and not missing the divine appointments that you have, because people's lives are depending on it. So busyness of life and distraction is one thing. The other big thing is I always felt like I have to give the whole gospel, not just a part of it, and, you know, follow them up. And if I can't do that, then it's, you know, I don't want to start them on the journey. But I've realised it's about each of us. We've got a jigsaw piece. And it's up for us. We might just have one piece to lay in their life of an aspect of God, or, you know, just a challenging question, or whatever we feel God's saying to say. And God's counting on us to put that piece in. And He's working on the whole jigsaw. And, yeah, I don't know whether you want an example. Okay. So in this strip club that we got... We went into once, and then after we gave gifts and the girls liked it, the boss said, look, you can come in as often as you want. And so there was this, after a few months, I just felt like we were praying for the boss. It was like, we've got to get this boss to church, you know. And so then he'd come and say hello, you know, occasionally. And then one time I said to him, and I felt like God said to say this, I said, look, I know it looks like you've got everything you could want, but there is more to life than this. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, there is a God, you know. And anyway, so we had a little chat, and just occasionally over time I'd say a couple of things. And then I really felt like God say, why don't you ask him to church? You know, next week go early before all the people come, just the girls are there. So we went early, three of us, and then the two girls went into where the girls are, and there was the boss and 10 girls around him. And I was just standing there waiting for the opportunity. And then the girls came out, and usually at that point we go. And I just thought, and I was about to go because this was almost getting awkward. I was waiting for him to come over, but he didn't. And then the manager came into me and he was like, what's happening? And I said, just before I walked away, I felt like God challenged me with a question. You know how sometimes God speaks really loud? He said, are you about to walk away from what you've been praying for the last 6 months? And I was like, okay, I'm not. Okay, this is awkward, but I'm not. And then I said, oh, I was just wondering whether I could talk to the boss for a moment. You know, he said, okay, I'll see if he'll come. And so he went over and I said, hey, and I said his name, and I said, if you come, I won't ask you again, but can you just come once to our church and just see it for yourself? I'm sure it's different to what you've experienced in the past. And he said, oh, actually, yeah, I might. Yeah, I think I will. You know, I'll bring my wife and my child and I'll come. And long story short, he came, you know, after I'd asked him two more times because things happened and he couldn't come on those days. He came, and then when he came, it just happened to be Cindy Jacobs, prophet, was there, and she was prophesying over people, and he just got his camera out and was videoing and was like... And then his wife came to the Beautiful Woman conference and loved it. And then so whenever I went back to that club, you know, he'd say, oh, we never forget those days, you know, that was amazing, you know. And then COVID happened, and then 2 years later they had another women's conference, and I thought, because they'd given me their phone numbers, I thought, I'll ask the wife if she wants to come. And then she wasn't answering, so then I text him, and I thought, now what are the chances they're even still together? You know, it's such a dysfunctional kind of thing. He texted and he said, yeah, this is her new number. Yeah, and guess what? By the way, I've got out of the business. He said, I wanted to do something that was more pleasing to God.
Wow.
And so then I rang his wife, and because I knew I was just one little piece of the jigsaw, yeah, you know, and I was just doing my little bit here and there, and I knew there were other Christians in his life. And so when I talked to the wife, she said, yeah, he'd been wanting to get out for the last 6 months, but then someone challenged him. They rang him up and challenged him, and they said, I really believe you've got to resign from this job and then you'll get another job, because he hadn't been able to get another job. And so he's resigned that day and then got another job in that week. So she said, yeah, it's miraculous. I never thought
wow.
he'd get out.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. What you said is important. We need to wrap up. I'm going to give over to Belle. But before I give over to Belle to wrap this up, I think this is really important. We've heard everybody. I loved what Annie said, and even Orlando to a degree, was that whole thing we need to deal with ourselves. Mm. What resists, what keeps us away from doing this is what we call fear. F-E-A-R. Yeah, fear. But we've got to know God has not given us a spirit of fear. Mm. He's given us a spirit of love, power and a sound mind. The love is what should be driving us. Yes. Love for ourselves, love for others. When we have the love, we've got the power and the sound mind that goes with it. It's not one or the other, it's all three.
Yeah.
It's a word for somebody, it's a combination. So you've got it all. You've got the love, but the love is to drive you to step, walk across the room. The power and the sound mind is there for you when you have opportunities like what Judy was just talking about. Another thing, quick thing is as well, this is really important, that one sows the seed, another waters, another reaps. We last year we referred to the Engle scale. The Engle scale is somebody might be, if you've got a minus 10 to a plus 10, somebody might be at the minus 2 in life. But she comes along and just gets her to the minus 1. Yeah. Belle comes along, gets him to the 0. Yeah. Annie comes along, gets him to the 3. Yeah. Orlando comes along and gets him to make a decision in Christ. We all need to be playing that one role, that one role. It's a responsibility. We're not called on earth to have a glorious life here. We're called on earth to plunder hell and populate heaven. That's what we're called to do. Each one of us, not JJ, because he's the pastor, all of us, because we are believers and we are sons and daughters of God. Well done, team. Belle, you finish up.
No, I just want to read it really quickly, just reiterate what JJ said. And, you know, we know that, you know, Jesus said to his disciples, go and wait in Jerusalem for the power, for, you know, the Holy Spirit to come. God knows that he hasn't given us a mandate that we're supposed to accomplish on our own. And I think what's really come out for me, you know, through the panelists is that this is a partnership with the Holy Spirit, and all he needs is your yes. That's all he needs. You might say, but I don't have this and I don't have this and I'm not in this position. All he needs is your yes, and then he does the rest. And just to make yourself available to hear from him. What does he want to say? Who does he want you to reach out to today? Everybody is capable of this. There's no one who is disqualified. And you might go, oh, I'm not, you know, mature enough. I don't know enough. No, all he needs is your yes. That's all that God needs. And so I just challenge everyone just to, you know, today we're wrapping up our walk across the room, and I just challenge you, just to give God your yes and see what happens, you know, just to say, God, today I make myself available. What do you want to do in the lives of those around us? Because they might be ready. And unless we partner, unless we're the ones that, you know, come to the party, you know, no one might tell them. You know, it might be our responsibility to take them to that next step. So, yeah, just want to really encourage you. And also thank you as well for really going on this journey with us, you know, just the feedback I've had of so many people who have just really started been thinking and, you know, implementing things in their own life. Thank you for partnering with us in this as well. So,
I also just want to say, as we wrap up, is that remember, because we finished the series, it doesn't mean we finish walking across the room. This is for life. This is for life. We are moving into a building, and I was speaking to Pastor Wayne. Paulina and I had a meeting with him this week, and Pastor Wayne said, "Are you prepared for the growth that's going to happen at Joseph Street?" I said, "Yes, I am." He goes, no. Let me say that again. You're not hearing what I'm saying. Are you prepared for the growth? I have, and this was him speaking. He says, "I have planted 4 campuses." He says, "And when you open the doors, it doesn't matter what the community looks like." He says, "People come out of the woodwork and they walk into the doors. Are you ready?" And I had to go, I think we are. We're getting there. Help us, Jesus. And he laughed at me. He says, "You need to be prepared, and you need to prepare the family." So this is us preparing the family, because you know what? Paulina and I can't do this alone. Belinda and Simon can't do this alone. Our team can't do this alone. We are the family. We need to walk across the room. We need to make those new people that walk in those doors feel that they belong, that they're part of, and get them planted into the kingdom of God. It's our job. It's our job. I also want to thank Belle, because Belle drives this. Belinda Belle drives this, and she does such a phenomenal job at this. And I'm excited about what is about to happen. I'm excited about the salvations. It's about the salvations. It's about new people getting their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Would you like to pray for us, Belle,
sure,
before we go?
Yep. Heavenly Father, we just we want to worship you, and we just love you so much. It is all about you, Father God. It is all about you, and we just want to be people who are so consumed by your love, by your spirit, and that speaking to people about you is just an overflow of what is already going on in our lives. I pray, Father God, that you'll increase our hunger to encounter you, increase our hunger to see you moving in our lives, that we might see miraculous things happen. Miracles are normal. And we just pray, Father God, that we might just hear so many stories of you working miraculously through all of us, through everyone, regardless of age or whether they're in primary school or whether they're a senior, that we hear incredible testimonies of people stepping out, Father. We just thank you, and we just want you to be glorified and for your kingdom to grow in your name. Amen.
Just keep our heads.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. And we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that he, Jesus, demonstrated his love for us, that while we were still sinners, he died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that he is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.